Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Convo Club, the Mandarin podcast where you get to talk back. If you like us, a free way to show your love is to subscribe, rate, review, and best of all, to share us with others you know. If you'd like to connect with us, send us a message at ChineseConvoClub@gmail.com. I'm your host, Lindy, and here with me is my fabulous co-host, Vicky Zhang. 你今天还好吗?
我很好,我是Vicky。 很高兴又回到我们的节目,也欢迎大家订阅和转发来支持我们。如果你有什么问题,欢迎你发邮件给我们。Okay,
so today we are going to talk about a beverage, 一个饮料. We're going to talk about bubble tea. But I have noticed that in Chinese, you don't actually call it by that name. So what do you say instead?
我们叫它珍珠奶茶。 不叫它泡泡奶茶。
Okay, but I think bubble tea is a really cute name. So, 珍珠, what does that mean exactly?
珍珠是 pearls, 因为 bubble的话是那种你一碰它就破了的那种。 然后这个我们觉得珍珠奶茶里面的这个小的一个一个的小圆球看起来像珍珠一样很可爱，所以我们就叫珍珠奶茶。Okay.
All right, so you guys call it pearl tea. We call it bubble tea, but it's the same thing. In general, when you were in China, did you get 珍珠奶茶 very often?
我自己是不怎么经常喝,但是我知道是特别的受欢迎,特别是小孩子特别喜欢喝。So
when I went to China, the first time that I had 珍珠奶茶 was in Hangzhou. And for some reason, that wasn't even my first year in China. It was like my second year before I became aware of it. But I had never had it in the U.S. before. Now, if, you know, someone from the U.S. were to go to China now, I don't think it would be such a big deal because here in the U.S., it seems to have gained a foothold.
现在在美国也是一种很受欢迎的饮料。我觉得我家附近就有好几家珍珠奶茶店。
是吗? Okay. But you never go, I'm assuming.
对,因为我喜欢喝就是单纯的茶。 不是加了奶或者加了糖的茶,所以我不怎么经常喝。我也是。So,
all right, 事不宜迟,让我们说出来今天的生词。好的,珍珠奶茶。Bubble tea.
街角处。Street
corner.
减肥。To
lose weight.
少糖。Reduced
sugar.
半糖。Half
sugar.
低糖。Low
sugar.
红糖珍珠奶茶,
brown sugar bubble tea,
抹茶拿铁,
matcha latte,
撒了,
to spill,
减少,
to reduce,
卡路里,
calories. Okay, now let's listen to today's dialogue.
街角处那边新开了一家珍珠奶茶店，想不想去试试？我最爱珍珠奶茶了，我不知道附近就有卖的。好，那我们去看看吧。欢迎来到香飘飘，请问有什么可以帮您的？
你知道要点哪种吗?
我不确定，我正在减肥，我还是要一杯不太甜的吧。没问题，我们有少糖、半糖和低糖几种可以选。那我要一杯红糖珍珠奶茶，半糖。我就试一下抹茶拿铁味道的吧。您的奶茶好了。
Okay, so we have a couple of girls talking and they're kind of standing outside. And one says to the other, hey, there's a new bubble tea shop that's open just around the corner. Do you want to go try it?
她说, Hi, 街角处那边新开了一家珍珠奶茶店。想不想去试试?
So the first word here is 街角处, on the corner. And I'm wondering why it is that I never really knew that word before, but I feel like I should have. So 街 is street, 角, corner. What about 处?
处就是 place, right at the corner of, you know, just talk about that place.
Okay. Are there some other words that you might use to express that same sort of location?
就是 depends on where exactly.
Mm-hmm.
你可以说附近开了一家珍珠奶茶店。你可以说马路的那边开了一家珍珠奶茶店，或者是对面都可以。
Okay, that seems pretty simple. So do you want to go try it out? And the other person says, oh, I love bubble tea.
啊，我最爱珍珠奶茶了。好，那我们去看看吧。
So let me ask you about the way she says it. If you were to ask me to say in Chinese, I love bubble tea, then I would just simply say to you, 我爱珍珠奶茶。Is that okay to just say it like that?
也可以。这个最爱就是 favorite, 就是其实就是形容你特别的喜欢啊，就是有点 exciting 那种感觉 ,excited.
So it's kind of like increasing the enthusiasm behind this thing that you love.
嗯哼，对对对对。
All right, so then what happens next?
所以他们就来到了这家珍珠奶茶店。
OK.
店员就一般你到了一个饭店或者一个奶茶店总会有一个店员来欢迎你。他一般会说欢迎来到香飘飘。这个香飘飘应该就是这个店的名字。
OK.
请问有什么可以帮您的
?So it's pretty simple. He just says, you know, welcome to, in the name of the store, 香飘飘。Can I help you guys? So the one girl says to her friend, do you know what you want to order?
你知道要点哪种吗?
So whenever you go to, you know, coffee shop, a tea shop, a restaurant, you're going to use the word 点 to order, and then 哪种, which kind?
嗯哼,这个点很有用。如果你到餐馆,你也可以说我要点菜,可以点哪一道菜。哪一种菜都可以。
But her friend isn't too sure. She says, I'm not sure I'm trying to watch my weight, so I want something that doesn't have too much sugar. And how does she express that?
我不确定,我正在减肥,我还是要一杯不太甜的吧。
Okay, so the first question is, she says, 我不确定。She doesn't say, 我不清楚。But I know that 清楚 also means like, I'm not...clear. I'm not sure. What would be the difference between 确定 and 清楚?
这个地方应该两个都可以吧。我不清楚，我不确定。可能这个不确定，可能你已经有那么两三个 choice 了，你就是还没有 finally make up your mind. 然后这个不清楚可能就是 I don't know at all. 你要是从来没有喝过奶茶，你可能说，我不清楚，这是什么呀？对吧？如果你已经知道啊、哦、有这种奶茶或者那种奶茶，你在考虑，但是你还没有最后下决心要点哪一种，你可以说我不确定。
Okay, so if there's several different choices, the way that you might express、I'm just not so sure is 确定。But if you're a little bit more confused, then you would say, oh, 我不清楚。
对，是的，是的。
Okay, so then the 店员 the shop assistant steps in and he says, no problem. We have reduced sugar, half sugar, and low sugar. These different choices that you can choose from. And how does he say that?
没问题。我们有少糖、半糖和低糖几种可以选。
I think these are definitely good options, right? And this is a kind of an aside, but I think they should have the same thing at Starbucks and some of these other like coffee shops here in the US because...You know, if you go in to order a latte, do you know how many calories are in a latte? When you order one of those drinks, like one of those seasonal pumpkin spice lattes, I think they have like 500, 600 calories. Maybe not that much, but at least 400. So I think that some of these places need to have the, you know, 少糖、半糖、低糖。
哦，所以你每次喝饮料的时候，你还要看一下它的卡路里是多少吗？
对。对，其实我会。
哦，我从来就没有注意过这个。
是吗？
是。
Yeah, so okay, we have these three kinds. We have if it's reduced sugar.
少糖。
Okay, so 少 just means like a little bit.
嗯哼。
Okay, 糖 sugar. Then we have 半。And what is 半?
半就是 half.
Okay, 半糖 half the sugar. 少糖半糖。So I guess 少糖 would be like what, a third less?
嗯哼。Yeah, 我觉得如果这几个比较一下的话可能这个低糖的含量是最低的。
对。
然后是半糖然后是少糖。
嗯哼。
好像也没有一个特别明确的一个 standard, 一个说法。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.、Mm-hmm. Okay, so 半糖 we know for sure. That's like 50% less sugar. The rest of them, we're not so sure. But I think if I were going to make a guess, 低糖 would be like a quarter of the sugar. What do you think?
对,四分之一。
Okay.四分之一 that's a quarter. And then how would you say three quarters?
四分之三
Okay, three quarters of the amount. Okay, got it, got it. Anyway, so then the girl makes her choice. And what does she decide to order?
她说，嗯，那我要一杯红糖珍珠奶茶，半糖。
Okay, so 红糖 is brown sugar.珍珠 pearl, 奶茶, the milk tea. And then she's going to get the half sugar. So that's pretty good. And what does her friend get?
那我就试一下抹茶拿铁味道的吧。
So she's going to try the matcha latte. That sounds quite a bit like mocha, but it's not mocha, it's matcha.
嗯哼嗯哼。
How would you say mocha?
那个其实很简单,它就是发音翻译过来的,就是摩卡。
Okay. They're both third tone?
摩是二声、
mm-hmm.
卡是三声摩卡
Okay, 摩卡 Whereas matcha is third tone, second tone So 摩茶
摩抹茶对抹茶
Okay, 抹茶 Alright, what happens?
店员说您的奶茶好了然后这个第一个女孩说啊我的奶茶洒了
洒了 third tone. So what just happened to her tea?
Spilled. 她可能不小心把她的茶洒了洒在地上或者桌子上了。
Okay. What if you spill it all over yourself? Like you have it like running down your shirt and your clothes. Would you say something like, 溅到,她溅到我的身上。
有一种方法你可以说我的奶茶洒的到处都是。Like spilled all over the place. 到处都是。我的奶茶洒的到处都是。
What if you wanted to say, I spilled it all over myself?
那你可以说,我的奶茶洒在身上了,到处都是。
Okay. 我的奶茶洒在身上了,到处都是。
Mm-hmm.
So everywhere is wet. So first of all, I spilled it on myself, and then everywhere else is also wet.
对对
Okay. I just recently learned the word 溅, J-I-A-N, fourth tone. 溅在我的身上。
溅也可以。溅和洒的区别就是 the quantity. So 溅就是可能 a few drops, 你可以说溅。比如说你炒菜的时候如果有一些油溅到了你就是一点点你可以说溅洒可能就是很多的那个叫洒。
Okay. All right. So if I just spilled a small amount of my bubble tea, I would say 我溅了。Can you say it like that?
不是你溅了是你的奶茶溅到衣服上了或者是溅到身上了。
Mm-hmm. Okay. So...My bubble tea kind of like splattered on my clothes.
溅出来了啊。
Okay.
溅到衣服上了都可以。
Okay. So if I say, 它溅到衣服上了, like a little bit splattered. But if I want to say like all of my tea spilled all over me.
你就说洒的到处都是。哦洒到身上了到处都是。
Okay. 我的奶茶洒到我身上了。
嗯哼。
Okay.Got it, got it. Well, we're going to be careful, so Hopefully that's not a phrase I'll need to use. But anyway, so the friend kind of jokes back. So the girl drops her tea, spills it all over the place. And what does her friend say?
她的朋友说，哈，这样也可以减少卡路里。
I like this. So, well, that's one way to reduce calories. Yep.
是的。
Okay, well, let's listen to our dialogue one more time.
Hi, 街角处那边新开了一家珍珠奶茶店，想不想去试试？
我最爱珍珠奶茶了，我不知道附近就有卖的。好，那我们去看看吧。
欢迎来到香飘飘，请问有什么可以帮您的？
你知道要点哪种吗？
我不确定，我正在减肥，我还是要一杯不太甜的吧。
没问题，我们有少糖、半糖和低糖几种可以选。
那我要一杯红糖珍珠奶茶，半糖。
我就试一下抹茶拿铁味道的吧。
您的奶茶好了。
这样也可以减少卡路里。
Okay, so now it's time for our speech training. And this is where we invite you to practice the lines of today's dialogue along with us at home or anywhere you happen to be.
下面是我们的练习时间，欢迎大家跟我们边听边学边练。
Pronunciation training. Repeat after me.Then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。
街角处，街角处那边，珍珠奶茶，珍珠奶茶店，一家珍珠奶茶店。新开了一家珍珠奶茶店，街角处那边新开了一家珍珠奶茶店，去试试。想不想去试试？街角处那边新开了一家珍珠奶茶店，想不想去试试？
减肥。正在减肥。我正在减肥。不太甜的。一杯不太甜的。还是要一杯不太甜的。我还是要一杯不太甜的吧。我正在减肥。我还是要一杯不太甜的吧。
你知道要点哪种吗？
我正在减肥， 我还是要一杯不太甜的吧。
少糖。我们有少糖。半糖。低糖。我们有少糖、半糖和低糖。几种？可以选。几种可以选？我们有少糖、半糖和低糖几种可以选？没问题，我们有少糖、半糖和低糖几种可以选。
我正在减肥，我还是要一杯不太甜的吧。
没问题，我们有少糖、半糖和低糖几种可以选。
红糖、珍珠奶茶。红糖珍珠奶茶。一杯红糖珍珠奶茶。我要一杯红糖珍珠奶茶。那我要一杯红糖珍珠奶茶，半糖。那我要一杯红糖珍珠奶茶，半糖。
没问题，我们有少糖、半糖和低糖几种可以选。
那我要一杯红糖珍珠奶茶，半糖。
这样也可以减少卡路里。减少卡路里。减少卡路里。可以减少卡路里。也可以减少卡路里。这样也可以减少卡路里。
啊，我的杯子掉了。
哈，这样也可以减少卡路里。
Now we're going to give you a preview of our next episode, which is kind of on the same topic. We're still going to talk about bubble tea, but we're going to talk about making it at home.
听起来很有意思啊。
Yes, I think so too. So let's give it a listen.
你要是真的想要减肥的话，还是试试自己在家做珍珠奶茶吧。
怎么做呀？
简单。首先，准备一些糖浆，或者你也可以自己做。接下来， 煮木薯珍珠，包装上有说明。然后把红茶煮到适合的浓度，添加糖浆、冰块和牛奶。最后加入木薯珍珠，好好享用吧。卡路里比奶茶店那些少很多。
嗯，听起来很简单嘛。
顺便说一下，听说木薯珍珠本身也含有很多糖，所以你也可以不加。我建议你也可以少用点糖浆和使用低脂牛奶。
其实木薯珍珠不含什么糖，但是少用糖浆和换成低脂牛奶是个好主意。我们试试吧。
过一会儿。
怎么样？
还是没有在珍珠奶茶店里点的那么好喝吧。
我们聊了这么多奶茶，那你觉得在美国的话，有很多人喜欢喝奶茶吗？这些人你觉得都是什么样的人呢？
其实在美国大部分的人还是喜欢喝咖啡，但是我看只是在我的周围，我在北卡啊，我最近看了一些新开的珍珠奶茶店，所以我在想还是应该有很多人很想要去，但是我觉得年轻人比较多一些，尤其是小孩。
哦，我不太了解，但是看到这么多的就是越开越多的奶茶店，估计可能也是有很多的人喜欢。但是我知道在中国，就是据我了解，可能茶就是单纯的喝茶还是最多的人，其次可能是咖啡和奶茶。可是在美国可能很多人喜欢加糖加奶，然后就所以可能奶茶就会越来越流行吧。
Yes, I agree. I think that's true too. Like, you know, in China, probably for like bubble tea, it's mostly like kids and young people, but generally people are just drinking normal tea. And you don't add sugar, you don't add milk to that, you just drink it as it is, which is the best way to have it. It's kind of a healthy drink until you add the sugar, then you add the cream and the pearls, and then it's no longer something that's healthy.
对，我还注意到在美国也有人喝茶，但是呢，大多数情况都是放在一个小的袋子里， like the tea bag.
Right.
所以你把那个小袋子直接泡在水里。
嗯，
但是在中国呢，我们都是直接用 tea leaves，就是你能够看到这个茶叶本身。啊，我刚刚在美国的时候，就是很多人看到我喝茶，他们都不知道那是什么。他们都会问我说这是什么？这是一种草吗 ？Is this some kind of grass?
That's funny. I love that.
对，很多人都看到我的茶叶以后都问过我这个问题。
Yes.
所以我后来想了一下，觉得可以理解，因为你们就是即使是只是喝茶，也是放在袋子里，所以你们没有看到里面是什么样子。
Right, right. Okay, so yes. And what you're talking about is so interesting because it's like, okay, we put it in the tea bags. And I think it's not as fresh as what you guys have over in China because you're basically taking it out of the package and you're just kind of like placing it in the hot water. But then it's like, yeah, the first time I had green tea in China, it's like you're spitting out all the leaves.Like you're trying to drink the water, but, or the tea, but the leaves are getting into your mouth too. And so you're like, tow, tow, tow. It takes some getting used to.
那可能是很久以前了，现在都有很多 fancy 的各种各样的茶杯呀，或者是茶具呀。然后 you know, 应该没有机会再喝到叶子本身了。
Right, they probably have the filter. And so you can just, yeah, place the tea leaves in there and then...at the water.
是的是的。对，你说的那个可能比如说二十年以前、三十年以前、可能好像还没有这么多的各式各样的茶杯或者茶具。现在有各种各样的很好看的杯子。
Okay.
所以就没有机会直接喝到就是喝到叶子了。
Yeah, but you know what, then I got used to it. So, you know, the tea leaves would eventually sink to the bottom of the cup.And so then you can drink the tea without them getting into your mouth too.
那个应该是最原始的最简单的喝茶的方法、
mm-hmm.
就直接是把茶叶放在杯子里加上热水然后喝就可以了。
对对对，那你现在喝茶的时候都是你是用哪个方法
啊、我是有一个茶杯，但是我的杯子就是它可以过滤那个叶子的
啊、OK so it can filter out the leaves.
对对。
All right, well, we talked a little bit about tea today, and we're going to talk about it some more next time. And until then, we just want to remind you guys that 学好中文
增加魅力
Absolutely. All right, until next time, 再见。
再见。